Stuart Garrick is the senior investigating officer on the National Cybercrime Unit at that agency, and he joins me on the line now. Stuart, I'm going to have to ask you to do me a big favour. I want you to presume that I don't know much about such matters, technological, and you can provide us with an idiot's guide to what Game Over Zeus is, how worried we should be, and what we can do to address those worries.
Certainly, but I'd have to start by saying I'm afraid it's already here. It's not coming in 2 weeks' time. These infections are already on at least 15,800 computers across the UK today. All we've managed to do is effectively buy some time so that those computers can't communicate back with the criminals who've been controlling them. And it is a serious risk. I mean, it's everybody should be concerned about it, and everybody should be taking sensible steps to clean their machines.
What will it do if you don't clean it from your machine, or if you fail to contain it in this way?
Okay, well, what we're looking at here is a combined attack against anybody and everyone. I keep making the point this is utterly indiscriminate. Although it is slanted towards small and medium enterprises and individual users, it can affect any computer that isn't updated, patched, or someone has clicked on the link on an email, not being wary enough. There are two pieces of malicious software, we call it malware, that are attacking people's computers. The first is Game Over Zeus, also known as Peer-to-Peer Zeus. And what that does, it's a banking Trojan. It will infect your computer from a link on an email if you've clicked on it thinking it was from a friend or from your bank or whatever. And it will sit on your computer silently until you go to a secure website, and then it will start logging your credentials. So it gives the criminals the ability to access your bank account, transfer your money elsewhere. What's more, they do that silently, and they can remotely control your computer. So anything you can do on your computer, they can do on their on your computer remotely.
So this would involve initially clicking on a link contained within an email that you were not familiar with. You might have thought you were familiar with it, but you would be clicking on something that you shouldn't.
Exactly. There are three main ways that people's computers get infected. The first is a link on an email, which is how this particular threat is being spread. And the emails are deliberately designed to look genuine. They will what we call spoof the email address. So they'll look like they've come from your bank or they've come from somebody you know in your address book. And if you click on that link, it might say, find your receipt attached, or here's the voicemail, or that document you wanted, that sort of hook. And if you click on it, what it's actually doing is installing this malicious software in the background onto your computer.
That's a really specific number you put on it, 15,800, I think you said. How have you found those? How do you know about those?
I'm afraid this is at least that.
Yes.
Because what we've been able to do is identify how many computers in the UK are calling out, but we can only identify them by what's known as the Internet Protocol address, the IP address, which will take it down to a router. So if you think in your house, you might have five computers hanging off of the one router, which then connects to the Internet. So we know this because working in partnership with security advisors and the FBI, etc., we've been able to get an insight into the way the network works.
So you can see, and I'm going to put this in layman's terms, and you will probably snigger, but I hope not, you can see the smoke signals coming out of the infected computers.
No, I'd say that's a very good way of putting it. And certainly one of the things that we are doing over the coming couple of weeks is we will be monitoring computers in the UK that are trying to contact their criminal masters, if you like, and reporting that information back to internet service providers and to banks, so that hopefully we can protect as many people as we possibly can. But what I would emphasize is at the end of the 2 weeks, if you haven't cleaned your machine and you're still running an unpatched computer, then you risk your computer being contacted again by the criminals and a different form of malicious software being put across it.
Imagine for a moment that someone listening to this doesn't know what cleaning your machine or unpatched computer means.
This is one of the hardest things with this message, because normally our audience is a geek audience, if you like, people who understand these sort of things. This is really for everyday users. So there is a very good website. It's having a bit of difficulty because of the interest in this story, but getsafeonline.org is battling to get their website back up, if it's not already as we're speaking. On there is some really, really good plain English advice on how to clean your computer, secure your computer, and some links to various tools that have been written by a variety of companies who have been working in partnership with us, specifically to clean these two malicious pieces of malware off. But this is as much about developing good habits for when you're using a computer online. So we're really encouraging people to make sure that they install the updates on their Windows software, or any software for that matter, but you update it, because those patches are pushed out, they're provided by the companies to address the security risk.
So the patches are like the updates, they're like the sort of invitation you often receive to bring up your software to the latest.
And we all do it, we get frustrated, it takes time, so we click no. But the fact is, you need to have those, because as soon as an update is sent out across the internet for an operating system, that's also telling cyber criminals where vulnerabilities exist. So you really should be saying yes to those updates when they come from Windows, when they come from Adobe, when they come from any of your software that you're running. You should keep it as up-to-date as possible.
I'm just learning from listeners, there are still some problems with getsafeonline.org, but they will be rectified, and it's just a question of returning. There's a link on the LBC website as well that isn't quite kicking in yet, but that is just because of the volume of concern. Have you got 2 minutes, Stuart? I know you're very busy, but I'm already getting questions in from LBC listeners, which you can deal with a lot better than me, my friend.
Well, I'll try.
Adam and Nikki are both asking already in a tweet to at Mr. James OB, can it affect phones? I access emails on my mobile. Nikki says, does this affect iPhones?
First of all, no, these two specific threats are purely for the Windows operating system on PCs or servers, and it also affects, for those people who know what I'm talking about, if you're running a virtual machine on a Linux or an Apple computer, but a Windows machine. So these are purely directed at Windows PC software.
So it could affect a tablet then?
It could affect Windows 8. It depends what variant of the Windows operating system has been run on.
But Mac users are fine.
From this particular threat, but again, it's all about good habits.
I know. Yeah, so you can't be too clean, can you? It's like your fridge.
I liken it to when we leave our house, we lock the door, we close the windows. It's just the same with how we should be online. The basic security precautions that we all should be taking.
And finally, has anyone actually been robbed yet? Has anyone been a victim of crime as a result of this specific software, this GoZeus?
The GoZeus is the first element of it, and our estimates are certainly hundreds of millions of pounds have been taken from victims globally, potentially as much as £500 million has gone in the past year to this crime group, just from the peer-to-peer Zeus, or GoZeus as it's called, or Game Over Zeus.
We only booked you for 10 minutes. I could talk to you all day. Do we know who they are? Who are they? You should come in and take calls or something, Stuart. People could really benefit from your expertise. Who do we know anything about the criminals behind it?
Well, you'll see that the FBI yesterday unsealed an indictment on Evgeny Bogachev, who's believed to be the creator of this, and the associated software. It basically, he's got a fallback position. So if he can't steal enough money out of your bank account, or this crime group can't, there is a fallback position where they can use a thing called CryptoLocker. And what that piece of software does is it encrypts all of your personal created files, your documents, your pictures, whatever, and then demands a ransom to be paid before they'll send you a decryption key to get your files back. So this is really a two-pronged attack against people across the globe using these two pieces of malicious software.
And you think £500 million is a ballpark figure for what they've trousered already?
For the Zeus side of things, yes. And probably in the region of £20 million for the CryptoLocker side of things.